You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Scientists in New Zealand have faced increased cuts to science funding in the last few years, with the removal of the Marsden Fund for Blue Sky Research and further cuts in this year's budget. I spoke with Professor Richard Easter, head of the Department of Physics at the University of Auckland, about what impact the current government's policies have had on science and what this means for the future of science in New Zealand.
Yeah, so could you tell us a bit about the government's budget and its science investment plan and what impacts this might have on science in New Zealand?
I wish I could tell you more about it because at this point I'm not 100% sure that I understand its full details, and I think a lot of them are still being worked out. But what we have seen is that the instruments that we used to fund science, you know, particularly the Marsden Fund, the Endeavour Fund, many of those have simply been scrapped and sort of pulled into this transition fund. And it's a huge impact on the way that science is done in New Zealand. So, you know, if you're following the news in the United States, I would say that we had a much larger and more disruptive change here. It looks like some money has come out of the system, and a lot of this is being ideologically driven in ways that are not good for science. But here it's being done by stealth, whereas in the States it's making the front pages.
Yeah, and what is the government's approach to funding in your eyes, and what do you mean by these sort of ideological...
So part of it is that they're, they've essentially defunded research into the humanities, you know, subjects like New Zealand history that were previously seen as in scope for the Marsden Fund, for instance, you know, which is a huge change in our ability to understand ourselves as a country. But from a scientist's perspective, they've focused on, it seems to be much more on sort of picking particular areas as winners, but those choices seem to be made by people who don't necessarily have a deep background in science. And it's being administered by MBE, which has a really poor track record in the management of science. You know, its Marsden Fund, which was world-class in its ability to assess projects and to, you know, choose ambitious things to work on. I mean, obviously biased, because I was on the Marsden Council at one point, and I've been funded by Marsden. But MBE's track record managing science projects is, in my opinion, really poor. And so rather than turn to Marsden as an example of the way things have done well, they've gutting that expertise and, you know, turning the job over to people who are kind of careerist civil servants, as far as I can see.
Yeah, and with the Marsden Fund being removed, what do you think the impact of reducing support for Blue Sky funding will be to science in the long term?
It's like building a time machine that travels into the future and you know, kills interesting ideas before they get started. If you look at the, you know, startup, you know, tech space in New Zealand, a lot of the most interesting things have been built off things that were funded 20 or 30 years ago. So the government is focusing on a, you know, 2 or 3 year return, they're saying, which means that, you know, anything that's that short is unlikely to lead to the kind of surprises that Marsden research can deliver. I was in Wellington last week. I visited the headquarters of OpenStar, this effort to build a nuclear fusion reactor in New Zealand, which is, you know, enormously exciting even to be playing that game. But it builds on technology and high-temperature superconductors that the country's assembled over decades. And it's not clear that that would get the same support that it needed to get started from, you know, in the current system. But the government celebrates it as a tech venture, as well they might. But the policies that they're adopting means that the open stands that we would be seeing 10 and 20 years from now, that those are never going to exist.
Yeah, and what are the government's priorities in science, and what areas are benefiting the most, what areas are losing?
I mean, the government's stated priorities are things like quantum, you know, broadly defined, although it's not 100% clear to me that they know exactly what quantum is. They're very keen on AI, you know, space obviously is big. I mean, these are areas that I work in, so, you know, in principle I should be more excited. But I'm not in any way convinced that the money that's being spent in these areas is going to be well spent. To give another example, you know, this space mission MethaneSat that was backed strongly by MBE and by the New Zealand Space Agency, which is a division of MBE. You know, when that failed last year, it seemed to a lot of people that the reports that they wrote on that basically covered up a series of bad decisions that they'd made. And the fact that, you know, the problems with the spacecraft hadn't been openly communicated to the New Zealand public. And so if the people who, you know, who are directing the funding are also the ones who get to write the report, then they pat themselves on the back. So the issue with Methane Chat was that it not only failed, but the New Zealand public was misled by statements that were made about the health of the satellite. And when MBE came to write a report on what had happened to Methane Chat, they brushed all of these things under the carpet. And so if they're not accurately assessing their performance as a funding agency, then it's very hard to see how we can trust them with new expenditure. And the same is true of the National Science Challenges. You know, they were enormously disappointing, but they were very much a creature of MBE. And, you know, the joke in the community was is that they weren't national, they weren't scientific, and they weren't particularly challenging. And so it seems like we're making those same mistakes all over again. It's extremely disappointing.
Yeah. How have scientists been affected by these policies on a day-to-day level?
I mean, for the moment, people who are funded, you know, are still funded. But I think it's gutting funding, you know, for a lot of promising projects in New Zealand. I imagine that, I try to be optimistic, and I think you know, we're doing world-class work here. We've got New Zealand involved in two, massive, projects at the frontier of fundamental science in my own personal area. So I'm, you know, trying to be as optimistic and upbeat as possible, but it's extremely disappointing. And, you know, the institutions are keen, obviously, to present themselves as being, consistent with government priorities, but I would say that the only reason people are more upset about this is that there's been surprisingly little coverage about it in the media.
Yeah. How does science funding in New Zealand at the moment compare to other nations around the world?
In terms of a fraction of GDP, it's significantly lower. So it's we spend less money on science than many other countries, particularly. But also, I think there's been I used to, once upon a time, I would say to people, the way that America does things is pretty good. But for their own, because of the MAGA revolution there, and in particular some of the damage that they're doing to their, health funding, which is driven by ideology, that's been taken apart. But I would say that, once upon a time, we could have looked to a bunch of examples overseas that were doing things a lot better than us. But now we seem to be quietly heading down the same destructive path that we've seen in other countries. Britain, likewise, is having similar upheavals at the moment in terms of physics and astrophysics. So it is a problem around the world. But, there was no good reason for us to go down that path. It seems to be driven by ideology and by the fact that the people who are making decisions don't understand the systems that they're making decisions about.
Do you expect scientists to be tempted to move overseas and that we might lose some scientific expertise?
I'm sure that's happening, particularly for people who are earlier in their careers and free to move. I spent a substantial fraction of my career overseas. I finished my PhD and then spent 17 or 18 years working in Japan and the United States. And I was excited to come back, but I think the ability to recruit people to New Zealand will be diminished by the changes that we've made. And I think that our ability to hold on to good people will likewise be reduced.
Yeah, and what do you think the legacy of this government with regards to science will be?
I think it's atrocious. I think we'll look back in 5 years and if we don't fix it sooner than that, wonder why we did this to ourselves. It's an entirely unforced error.
That was Professor Richard Easter from the University of Auckland speaking about science funding in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.